Yeah, it was just this area we live in here, for some odd reason, there's a substation not far from here, and for some odd reason, every time Edison works on something, all of our, the subs around here, all of our wiring's underground. But the feeds that come from the substation are above ground kind of thing. So if they have a limb go down somewhere, even a mile or two away kind of thing, they cut the power and make a quick connection and then turn it back on. It's kind of a usual thing. We're all kind of used to it. And that's what happened last night. But it didn't seem to be a connection kind of thing. Like I said, it went out and came back on within a second or two kind of thing.
Good morning.
Like John mentioned, maybe a brownout or some kind of thing. Anyway, it seems to have taken something along with it, too. So I don't know. I think we're going to – I'm used to dealing with machine tool electrical. You can chase everything down in these houses. Everything's behind a wall or a ceiling or a floor or something. It's hard to chase anything down. But I think we've got a real Sparky coming here later in the day. So if I can't figure it out by then, we'll see what happens. I forgot where it goes already.